Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Friday afternoon, everyone. Kip Harridge here with the Daily VR Investing Podcast. Hope you had a good day. Hope you had a great week as well. And look, before we get into the weekend here, you know, this had an opportunity to be a really good week. Yesterday had all the signs of a textbook reversal. We saw it yesterday. We've seen that a few times, and we take two steps forward, one step back. Yesterday, powerful reversal higher, 700-point swing higher in the Dow Jones. Just as sentiment, investor sentiment, has begun hitting extreme fear levels, and as our equity markets on the VR investing system have hit extreme oversold levels. Now, these are typically buy signals, especially when we're coming at right at a test of the 200-day moving average. Actually, they're slightly below or slightly below above that level now. And the semis have just been supercharged. Yesterday, up 3.8%, NASDAQ up 2.5%. I say all that to say this. Today, we got reversal of some of that, but not all of it. The big tells that we look for continue to point to this being a buy opportunity. I'll tell you what happened today. Today had a big reversal in the morning. We were ready to really get going. And here came the concerns out of Europe, which had a very weak close. Concerns out of Europe about Credit Suisse. Yes, they just inked a big bailout from the Swiss National Bank, the central bank of Switzerland. But apparently, that's not enough for the markets. Credit Suisse took a really late day hit. That sent our BKX, the bank index, down here over 5% today. And of course, the concern is, here we go into a weekend. What bad could happen over the weekend? Might we have another Monday potential meltdown if there's bad news about banks, either in Europe or in the U.S. that are underfunded, they need to be backstopped, etc. So we're still seeing some topsy-turvy trading around this whole issue of will there be bank contagion? Will there be a systemic issue with the banks? We don't see it. We think this is a shakeout and kind of the final bottoming pattern for this pullback. Because we've been in a bull market based on our work from October the 13th of last year, that classic capitulation. We shared with our clients today, this morning, our favorite charts that point to exactly that. The leadership of this market has come from exactly what you'd want to see. The semiconductors, just supercharged, turbocharged, move higher from last October 13th, up right at about now almost 50% for the semiconductors since, again, what is that, 4 or 5 months? And say also leading the way, our leading economic indicators, housing, transportation stocks. Again, these are the groups that lead when you have a significant move higher developing in the markets, which is what we believe we have now. Let's talk about the markets today. Again, we gave some back today. Dow Jones today finishing down 384 points, down 1.2%. S&P 500 also right about the same, 1.1%, down 43 points. Our loser on the day is Russ 2000, down 2.5%. And NASDAQ today rallied throughout the day, tried to go positive, did early this morning, still finished down though with losses of 86 points. You'd have to say this was a decent smart money hour. We did come back off the lows, but not a great smart money hour. Our leadership group, the semis, what did they do today? After going positive 4 or 5 times throughout the day, they did finish down today, but only by 0.5%. Again, the semis have been a house on fire. That's a big buy signal. Also, and this is we believe is key, we're coming at now the Ides of March. Over the last 25 years or so, this has served as a high probability cycle low for stocks. This day, from March 15th to the end of April, has been a phenomenal 45-day period. And remember, we're also in the third year of the presidential cycle. This is the best year to own stocks, period. Depending on the data and the way you look at it with some of the other analytics that we've included, we're looking at gains of 20 to 30% plus this year based on historical data and the analytics. And again, the fear factor is so incredibly high now. The fear and greed index at extreme fear, AAI, investor sentiment survey at extreme fear. Folks, this is typically not when crashes take place. This is more typically when bottoms occur, very good tradable bottoms. Again, unless something's lurking out there that's going to jump up and bite us in the banks or related sectors, we do not see this as a high-risk environment. We actually think this is a very good buying opportunity here. Let's take a look under the hood today in our internals. What do we have? Not good today. It's again, been an ugly couple of weeks for the internals. We've had a few days here and there that have been shining to the upside, but more have been disappointing, and that really was the case today. NYSE 5-1 negative advanced decline. NASDAQ 3-1 negative advanced decline. Today we had 483 stocks hit a new 52-week close to just 46 hit a new 52-week high. So these internals need to improve. And also we had, again, another not good number, 85% down volume day NYSE and 66% down volume day on NASDAQ. So NYSE, just in the last week, have had 2 days with better than 90% downside volume. And again, today, 85%. Not what you want to see. Again, we need to see internals improve. We expect that's going to happen. But again, this uneasiness about the banking sector, a lot of people remember 2008. It's hard to forget it. We know what happened then and how it started. Again, we do not see that being the case now. But the markets are tiptoeing around this issue. And that's why you're seeing the volatility and the weakness in this banking group. So far, it really has not spread elsewhere. It's been very contained to the banking sector, which I think is a positive sign. Also very interesting, and we'll talk about more in a moment, but you know, these cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, have been on a serious tear. Now, I don't recall a time. maybe one of our listeners does, maybe you do. I do not recall a time where cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin in particular, have been this red hot, where it's not been a risk-on environment for stocks. This has been a great tell, just like the semiconductors have been a great tell for owning stocks. Has been when the cryptocurrencies are hot, as they are now, and I think that's what we have here. I believe it's a risk-on environment. We're not big fans of buying on Friday, but should we get a lower open on Monday, I can tell you we'll be taking additional action here, both in the VRE portfolio and in our parabolic options program. That's what we're looking for, hoping for a lower open and a reversal off that, and we'll take aggressive action at that point. Our sector watch today, again, not pretty. All 11 sectors finished lower today, led to the downside by financials down 3.3%, real estate down 2.3%, and a whole slew of sectors down 1 to 1.5%. Not a pretty day there. And our commodity watch, again, great strength being exhibited here in gold, silver. Gold at its highest price now in 11 months, very close to a 52-week high, breaking through important resistance at $1,975 an ounce, closing at $1,981, trading as high as $1,992 an ounce. Gold has been on fire, up $58 an ounce today, up 3% today. The miners today, up better than 6% today. Again, 2-1 outperformance. That's a confirming a trade there. That's confirmation for a move higher in this group. Also, the miners are starting to get volume. Let me check the volume at the close here. GDX today was actually finished up 4.7%, had been up as much as 6.5%. Today had volume of 61 million shares. That's the highest volume for GDX since, well, you've got to go back, I believe, a whole year. Yeah. You've got to go back a year to find volume on either buy side or sell side. It's been as high as this has been today. We also saw a lot of buy side volume this week. This move looks to be very real here. And gee, can you imagine why? What's the Fed already doing? We have more QE, right? The bailout of Silicon Valley Bank. This is pure QE that they're adding liquidity to the system, negating a lot of the quantitative tightening they had been doing. So we're right back in this cycle of more QE. We've seen the rates are being demolished to the downside. So lower rates, more QE, rate cuts to come. This is a great environment for precious metals and miners. We are very, very long this group, aggressively buying here right at these prices. Great action this week. Silver today, up a big 4.2%, 91 cents an ounce at $22.60 an ounce. Copper, up 3 cents a pound at $3.89 a pound, and crude oil down $2.12 a barrel, signaling recession. That's what we're seeing in a lot of these commodity names, signaling recession. Now, doesn't mean we're going to have one. Doesn't mean if we have one, it's got to be intense. But that's what Jay, this is what Jay Powell and Cruz should be looking at, what's happening in the bond market, because the Fed never leads, they always follow. What's happening in commodities markets, oil, net gas, prices being destroyed. They are discounting a recession, folks, and if it happens here, it's likely going to happen globally. The Fed has overplayed their hand. They always break something. They're breaking something now. They should reverse course immediately. They're going to wind up doing it anyway, and we've already seen again $300 billion in QE that they've already come out with this week in the form of bank bailouts. More is set to come. That's what the markets are telling you. Crude oil today, closing at $66.23 a barrel. Finally in the day, again, Bitcoin. Wow. I mean, everybody scratched their head about this move. I'll just tell you what I know about this move. As I said earlier, this is a risk-on trade. When cryptocurrencies get hot, equities get hot with them. That's been the pattern. I believe it's undefeated. I think that's going to continue to be the pattern here. And again, Bitcoin today up 7%, $1,800 of Bitcoin at $26,755. All right, folks, always appreciate you listening. Hope you had a great week and even better weekend. And we'll see you back here again Monday after the close.